At about 12:30 on Thursday afternoon, Dynamic Air Flight 405 was taxiing on the north runway of the Fort Lauderdale Airport. It was full of fuel and about to take off for Caracas, Venezuela. But before it got off the ground, passengers heard what they described as a loud boom. Andres Gallegos was in seat 12A.
I turned around, saw flames outside.
12:34, the pilot reported a fire in the left engine. The pilot deployed the emergency slides.
As soon as the plane stopped, he opened the door, the chute came out, and we evacuated the plane.
12:36, Broward Sheriff Fire Rescue Teams arrived and began putting out the flames with chemical foam. All 101 passengers and crew were evacuated, and by 12:38, the fire was out. One passenger was sent to the hospital with a serious head injury he got while running away from the plane on the tarmac. Another 24 passengers were eventually sent out for lesser injuries. Anxiety, scrapes, chest pain, joint pain, what Broward Sheriff Fire Rescue spokesman Mike Jackals referred to as the walking wounded. The other passengers were sent to a family waiting room in Terminal 4. Airport spokesman Greg Meyer.
Fire rescue responded. The passengers evacuated the aircraft. The chutes were deployed. Everything worked as it's supposed to work.
The passengers who spoke with media agreed. They said the airport and first responders had done exactly what they should have, but they were furious with Dynamic Air for not communicating with passengers for hours after the evacuation. From the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport, I'm Sammy Mack.